The saying, "Do as I say and not as I do," has always bothered me. I know there's some who mean it kind of like St. Paul when he said, "I don't do what I want to do, and I do what I don't want to do." But that's not usually what I see when people say that. Usually it's more along the lines of some sort of hypocrisy. Maybe minor, but they're saying one thing and doing another. It sounds to me like they're saying, "I can't be bothered to do this thing that I'm telling you to do." I much prefer a different phrase: actions speak louder than words. I think that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. He encourages us to even take it a step further. He tells the Jews that he's talking to that sin is a type of slavery, and he condemns them for wanting to put him to death. He tells them that their father is sin. He says, "You are doing the works of your father." They say, "No, our father is Abraham." But then he counters their argument. He says the way in which they act is showing him that they can't possibly be children of Abraham. Children of Abraham, children of God, would love Jesus. They wouldn't try to put him to death. Because their actions went against love, their true master couldn't have been Abraham. It must have been sin. The story of the three young men, or as I might start calling it, the four difficult names in Daniel today, shows us the opposite. The three young men told King Nebuchadnezzar that he was wasting his breath by trying to convince them to worship his false god. Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He had the furnace heated up 7 times more than usual. Then he threw the three young men into it. In between the parts of the first reading that we read, we find out that several soldiers who threw the three young men in actually died. It was that hot. But the three young men weren't burned. Their faith saved them. They were joined by an angel. The love that they had for God burned hotter than any fire could ever burn. And their witness prompted King Nebuchadnezzar to promulgate a decree across his entire empire, saying, "You guys need to respect this God of the Jews because he can do some powerful stuff." This is what happens. This is the power of right action. Our culture has a lot of problems, and a lot of times we can't even talk to people without causing more problems. But what we can do is we can provide an authentic and Christian witness to them by living a good and Christian life in the most joyful way possible. There's an old song that says, "They'll know we are Christians by our love. They'll also know we are Christians by our joy and by the way we live." So let our actions speak louder than words. Let them know us as joyful Christians, and let us try to convert the world through one Christian act at a time.